Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Amen. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing, Prince?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. Chilling.
Amen, brother. Amen. Can't wait to get into this word.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. Let's go.
Yeah. I had a couple of days off, man, and I got to admit, Welfare Friday and Saturday and Sunday, man. Y'all brothers did a phenomenal job, man.
Yes, they did.
Amen.
They did. Yeah.
Father's merciful.
Yes, he is. Well. Everyone, we want to welcome everybody. Shalom, Israelites. We want to welcome everybody to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight, we have Brother Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class out of Peoria. And we have Rhea Shireen Israel from St. Paul, Minnesota, the Commonwealth of Israel. Today we have Brother Brown reading from the Apocrypha. He will be going first this evening, and if I'm not mistaken.
No, I'm going to be first, Papa.
Oh, yeah, you first this evening? Okay, my fault. Well, this evening it'll be Mrs. Israel. She'll be going first. With the King James Version, and I think she'll be starting at chapter 15 of the King James Version.
No,
and,
verse 25.
You have verse 25?
Yep.
Right.
Chapter 25.
All right, Boogie Mama. How you getting it done? All right, okay. I'll see you over there. You know. Doing what you do, okay. Well, last weekend I had it was on me and my boo and everything, but I had my brother start out at chapter 8 in the Apocrypha. It was actually he was supposed to start at chapter 4, so we don't want to miss no scriptures. That chapter 8 on was powerful. So what we're gonna do? We're just gonna get caught up. And then when you get to that chapter, man, if we still got that time, man, we'll just get up to the point we left off, and then next week we just pick it up on where you left off from last week. and then we all be caught up. But that was my boo, and I apologize, everyone. So with that being said, we're gonna ask everyone. We're gonna get prayed in. We're gonna ask the sisters to cover their heads and the brothers to uncover their heads, and we're gonna stand and face Jerusalem if we can, if it's possible. So with that being said, we're gonna get prayed in, and then we're gonna get into the scriptures. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, our brethren, and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us, and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. We're now going to the scriptures. And we'll open up with the King James Version. This is real.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Amen. Genesis, and we're at chapter 25. Amen. Genesis 25:1. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran, and Jashan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah. And Jashan begot Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashurim and Letushim, and Lehumim, and the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanak, and Ebidah, and Eldaha. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward, unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 175 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, and an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. And his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephraim, the son of Zoar, the Hittite, which is before Mamre. The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth, there was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass, after the death of Abraham, that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt by the well Laharoi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebathah, and Kedar, and Hadbeel, and Mimsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masa, Hadar, and Tema, Tether, Napish, and Kedima, These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered into his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. And therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day, and he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Amen. Genesis 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell of thee. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and to thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is my wife. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety she is thy wife. And how sayest thou, she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this that thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lien with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sinah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. Hold on one moment. Amen. Forgive me, everyone. I had to cough. Verse 24. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Azuzah, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace, that thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up bedtime in the morning, and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Wow. Amen. Genesis chapter 27. Verse 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now, I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now, therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make it savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth, and shall bring it to thy father, and thou, forgive me, shall bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go and fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. 15. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father. He said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou beddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought it, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesses thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it into his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, that I have eaten all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, it is not he, it, oh, forgive me, 36. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given for to him for servants. With corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doeth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do to me? Amen. Genesis chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padanaram, to the house of Bethel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of peoples, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padanaram unto Laban, son of Bethel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. And when Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padanaram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padanaram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nahaljoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, forgive me, and went to Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillow and set it up for a pillow and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I may come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Genesis chapter 25 through 28. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 All praise to the Father in Jesus' name. All right, grace and peace, family. My name is Brother Isaiah, and I would like to apologize off of a brain fart. I had absolutely no clue that I have missed chapter 4, 5, and 6. So today I'm going to start, oh yeah, and 7. I forget the 12. Oh my goodness. Well, I guess that's the Lord showing us. Hey, we. I know I was jamming like that. I guess that's the Lord showing us that we still flesh and humble ourselves, huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, I'll praise y'all. So, okay, I'm so sorry. So I'm just going to start at 2 Ezra chapter 4 and just go all the way through until further notice. All right, grace and peace, family. This is Brother Isaiah, and I'll be doing the reading from the book of 2 Ezra chapter 4, starting at verse 1. And the angel that was sent unto me, whose name was Uriel, gave me an answer, and said, thy heart hath gone too far in this world, and thinkest thou to comprehend the way of the Most High? Then said I, yea, my Lord. And he answered me, and said, I am sent to show thee three ways, and to set forth the multitudes before thee. Wherefore, if thou canst declare me one, I will show thee also the way that thou desirest to see. And I will show thee from whence the wicked heart cometh. And I said, tell on, my Lord. Then said he unto me, go thy way, weigh me the weight of the fire, or measure me the blast of the wind, or call me again the day that is past. Then I saw and said, what man is able to do that thou shouldest ask such things of me? And he said unto me, if I should ask thee how great dwellings are in the midst of the sea, or how many springs are in the beginning of the deep, or how many springs are above the firmament, of which are the outgoings of paradise, peradventure thou wouldst say unto me, I never went down into the deep, nor as yet into hell, neither did I even climb up into heaven. Nevertheless, now have I asked thee but only of the fire and wind, and of the day wherein though thou hast passed, and on things from which thou canst not be separated, and yet canst thou give me no answer of them? He said moreover unto me, thine own things, and such as has grown up with thee, canst thou not know? How should thy vessel then be able to comprehend the way of the highest,
and the world being now outwardly corrupted to understand the corruption that is evident in my sight. Then said I unto him, it were better that we were all, not all, excuse me. Then said I unto him, it were better that we were not at all, than that we should live still in wickedness, and to suffer and not know whereof. Wherefore, verse 13, he answered me and said, I went into a forest into a plain, and the trees took counsel, and said, come, let us go and make war against the seed, that it may depart away from us, and that we may make us more woods. The floods of the sea also in like manner took counsel, and said, come, let us go up and subdue the woods of the plain, that there also we may make us another country. The thought of the wood was in vain, for the fire came and consumed it. The thought of the floods of the sea came likewise to naught, for the sand stood up and stopped them. If thou wert judged now betwixt these two, whom wouldest thou begin to justify, or whom wouldest thou condemn? I answered and said, verily, it is a foolish thought that they both have vanished. Excuse me. Verily, it is a foolish thought that they both have devised. For the sea ground is given unto the wood, and the sea also hath his place to bear his floods. Then answered he me, and said, thou hast given a right judgment, but why judgest thou not thyself also? For like as the ground is given unto the wood, and the sea to the floods, even so, they that dwell upon the earth may understand nothing but that which is upon the earth. And he that dwelleth above the heavens may only understand the things that are above the heights of the heavens. Then answer I and say it, I beseech thee, O Lord, let me have understanding. For it was not my mind to be curious of the high things, but of such as pass by us daily, namely, wherefore Israel is given up as a reproach to the heathen, and for what cause the people whom thou hast loved is given over unto the ungodly nation? And why the law of our fathers is brought to naught, and the written covenants come to none effect? And we pass away out of the world as grasshoppers, and our life is astonished and fear, and we are not worthy to obtain mercy. What will he then do unto his name, whereby we are called? Of these things have I asked? Then asked he me, and said, the more thou searchest, the more thou shalt marvel. For the world hasteth fast to pass away, and cannot comprehend the things that are promised to the righteous in time to come. For this world is full of unrighteousness and infirmities. But as concerning the things whereof thou askest me, I will tell thee, for the evil is sown, but the destruction thereof is not yet come. If therefore that which is sown be not turned upside down, and if the place where the evil is sown pass not away, then cannot it come that is sown with good. For the grain of evil seed hath been sown in the heart of Adam from the beginning, and how much ungodliness hath it brought up until this time? And how much shall it yet bring forth until the time of threshing come? Pound it now by thyself. How great fruit of wickedness the grain of evil seed have brought forth. And when the ears shall be cut down, which are without number, how great a force shall they feel? Then I answered and said, how? And when shall these things come to pass? Wherefore are our years few and evil? And he answered me, saying, do not thou hasten above the Most Highest, for thou hastest is in vain to be above him, for thou hast much exceeded. Did not the souls also of the righteousness ask questions of these things in their chambers, saying, how long shall I hope on this fashion, when cometh the fruit of the floor of our reward? And unto these things Uriel the archangel gave them answer and said, even when the number of seas is filled in you, for he hath weighed the world in the balance. By measure hath he measured the times, and by number hath he numbered the times. And he doth not move nor stir them until the said measure be fulfilled. Then as I am said, O Lord, that there is rule, even we all are full of impiety. And for our sakes, Penvitchi, it is that the floors of the righteous are not filled because of the sins of them that dwell upon the earth. So he answered me and said, go that way to a woman with child and ask of her when she hath fulfilled her 9 months, if her womb may keep the birth any longer within her. Then said I, no, Lord, that can she not? And he said unto me, in the grave the chambers of souls are like the womb of a woman. For like as a woman that travaileth maketh haste to escape the necessity of the travail, even so do these places haste to deliver those things that are committed unto them. From the beginning, look, what thou desirest to see, it shall be showed thee. Then answer I and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, and if it be possible, and if I be meet therefore, show me then whether there be more to come than is past, or more past than is to come. What is past I know, but what is for to come I know not. And he said unto me, stand up upon the right side, and I shall expound the similitude unto thee. So I stood and saw, and behold, an hot burning overpassed by before me. And it happened that when the flame was gone by, I looked, and behold, the smoke remained still. 49. After this, there passed by before me a watery cloud, and sent down much rain with a storm. And when the stormy rain was passed, the drops remained still. Then said he unto me, consider with thyself, as the rain is more than the drops, and as the fire is greater than the smoke, but the drops and the smoke remain behind. So the quantity which is past did more exceed it. Then I prayed and said, may I live, thinkest thou, until that time? Or what shall happen in those days? He answered me and said, as for the tokens thereof, thou askest me, I may tell thee of them in part, but as touching thy life, I am not sent to show thee, for I do not know it. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 5, verse 1. Nevertheless, as coming the tokens, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith. But iniquity shall increase above that which now thou seest, or that thou hast heard long ago. And the land that thou seest now to have root shall thou see wasted suddenly. But if the Most High grant thee to live, thou shalt see after the third trumpet the sun shall suddenly shine again in the night, and the moon thrice in the day, and blood shall drop out of wood, and the stone shall give his voice, and the people shall be troubled. And even he shall rule, whom they look not for that dwelt upon the earth, and the fowls shall take their flight away together. And the sodomous sea shall cast out fish and make a noise in the night, which many have not known, but they shall all hear the voice thereof. There shall be a confusion also in many places, and the fire shall be oft sent out again, and the wild beasts shall change their places, and mysterious women shall bring forth monsters. And salt water shall be found into sweet, and all friends shall destroy one another. Then shall wit hid itself, and understanding withdraw itself into his secret chamber. And shall be sought of many, and yet not be found. Then shall unrighteousness and uncontentency be multiplied upon the earth. One man also shall ask another and say, is righteousness that maketh a man righteous gone through thee? And it shall say, no. At the same time shall men hope, but nothing obtain. They shall labor, but their ways shall not prosper. To show thee such tokens I have leave. And if thou wilt pray again, and weep as now, and fast even days, thou shalt hear yet greater things. Then I awake in extreme fearfulness, went through all my body, and my mind was troubled, so that it fainted. So the angel that was come to talk with me helped me, comforted me, and set me up upon my feet. And in the second night it came to pass that Salathiel, the captain of the people, came unto me, saying, where hast thou been, and why is thy countenance so heavy? Knowest thou not that Israel is committed unto thee in the land of their captivity? Up then, and eat bread, and forsakest not, as she shepherd that leadeth his flock in the hands of cruel wolves. Then said I unto them, go thy ways from me, and come not nigh me. And he heard what I said, and went from me. And so I fasted 7 days, mourning and weeping, like as Uriel the angel commanded me. And after 7 days, so it was that the thoughts of my heart was very grievous unto me again. And my soul recovered the spirit of understanding, and I began to talk with the Most High again, and said, O Lord, that bearest rule of every wood of the earth and of all the trees thereof, thou hast chosen thee only one vine. And of all the trees thereof, thou hast chosen thee one only vine. And all lands of the whole world, thou hast chosen thee one pit, and of all the flowers thereof one lily. And of all the depths of the sea, thou hast filled thee one river, and of all builded cities, thou hast hallowed Zion unto thyself. And of all the fowls thou created, thou hast named thee one dove. And of all the cattle that are made, thou hast provided thee one sheep. And above all the multitudes and the people, thou hast gotten thee one people. And unto this people whom thou lovest, thou gavest a law that is approved of all. And now, O Lord, why hast thou given this one people over unto many? And upon the one root hast thou prepared others? And why hast thou scattered thy only one people among many? And they which did gainsay thy promises and believe not the covenants have trodden them down. And if thou didst so much hate thy people, yet shouldest thou punish them with thy own hands? Now when I have spoken these words, the angel that came to me the night afore was sent unto me, and said unto me, hear me, and I will instruct thee. Hearken to the thing that I say, and I shall tell thee more. And I said, speak on, my Lord. Then said he unto me, thou art sore troubled in mind for Israel's sake. Lovest thou that people better than he that made them? And I said, no, Lord. But of every grief have I spoken, for my reins pain me every hour while I labor to comprehend the way of the Most High, and to seek out part of his judgments. And he said unto me, thou canst not. And I said, wherefore, Lord? Whereunto was I born then? Or why was my mother's womb in my grave, that I might not have seen the travail of Jacob and the wearisome toil of the stocks of Israel? And he said unto me, number me the things that are not yet come. Gather me together the dross that are scattered apart. Make me the flowers green again that are withered. Open me the places that are closed, and bring me forth the winds that in them are shut up. Show me the images of voices, and then I will declare to thee the things that are laborers to know. And I said, O Lord that bearest rule, who may know these things, but he that have not his dwelling with men? As for me, I am unwise. How may I speak of these things whereof thou askest me? Then say he unto me, like as thou canst do none of these things that I have spoken of, even so canst thou not find out my judgment, or in the end the love that I have promised unto my people. And I say, behold, O Lord, yet art thou nigh unto them that be reserved till the end, and what shall they do that have been before me, or we that be now, or they that shall come after us? And he said unto me, I will liken my judgment unto a ring, like as there is no slackness of the last, even so there is no swiftness of the first. And I answered and said, couldest thou not make those that have been made and be now, and that there are for to come at once, that thou mightest show thy judgment the sooner? Then answered he me and said, the creature may not haste above the maker, neither may the world hold them at once that shall be created therein. And I said, as thou hast said unto thy servant, that thou, which gavest life to all, hath given life at once to the creature that thou hast created, and the creature bear it, even so it might now also bear them that now be presented at once. And he said unto me, ask the womb of a woman, and say unto her, if thou bringest forth children, why dost thou it not together, but one after another? Pray her, therefore, to bring forth 10 children at once. And I said, she cannot, but must do it by distance of time. Then said he unto me, even so have I given the womb of the earth to those that be sown in it in their times. For like as a young child may not bring forth the things that belong to the age, even so have I disposed the world which I created. And I asked and said, seeing thou hast now given me the way, I will proceed to speak before thee. For our mother of whom thou hast hold me, that she is young, draweth now nigh unto age. He answered me and said, ask a woman that beareth children, and she shall tell thee. Say unto her, wherefore are unto they whom thou hast now brought forth like those that were before, but less of stature? And she shall answer thee, they that be born in the strength of youth are of one fashion, and they that are born in the time of age, when the womb filleth, are otherwise. Consider thou, therefore, also how that ye are less of stature than those that were before you, and so are they that come after you less than ye, as the creatures which now begin to be old and have passed over the strength of youth. Then said I, Lord, I beseech thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, show thy servant by whom thou visitest thy creature. Amen. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 1. And he said unto me, in the beginning, when the earth was made, before the borders of the world stood, or even the winds blew, before thundereth and lightness, or even the foundations of paradise were laid, before their fair flowers were seen, or even the marvelous powers were established, before the innumerable multitude of angels were gathered together, or even the heights of the air were lifted up, before the measures of the firmament were named, or even the chimneys in Zion were high, and ere the present years were sought out, and or even the inventions of them that now sin were turned, before there were sealed that have gathered faith for a treasure, then did I consider these things, and they all were made through me, along and through none other. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other. Then answered I and said, what shall be the parting of sounder of the times, or when shall be the end of the first and the beginning of it that followeth? And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau. For Esau was the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. The hand of man is betwixt the heel and the hand. Other questions, Ezra, ask thou not. I answered and said, O Lord, that there is rule. If I have found favor in thy sight, I beseech thee, show thy servant the end of thy tokens whereof thou showedest me part the last night. So he answered and said unto me, stand up upon thy feet and hear a mighty sounding voice. And it shall be as it were a great motion, but the place where thou standest shall not be moved. And therefore, when it speaketh, be not afraid, for the word is of the end, and the foundation of the earth is understood. And why? Because the speech of these things trembleth and is moved, for knoweth that the end of these things must be changed. And it happened that when I had heard it, I stood up upon my feet and hearkened, and behold, there was a voice that spake, and the sound of it was like the sound of many waters. And it said, behold, the days come that I will begin to draw nigh and to visit them that dwell upon the earth, and will begin to make inquisition of them what they be that have hurt unjustly with their unrighteousness, and with the afflictions of Zion shall be fulfilled. And when the world that shall begin to vanish away shall be finished, then will I show these tokens, the books shall be opened before the firmament, and they shall see all together. And the children of a year old shall speak with their voice, the woman with a child shall bring forth untimely children of 3 or 4 months old. And they shall live and be raised up, and suddenly shall the sown places appear unsown, the fool's storehouse shall suddenly be found empty. And the trumpet shall give a sound, which when every man heareth, they shall be suddenly afraid. And at that time shall friends fight one against another like enemies, and the earth shall stand in fear with those that dwell therein. The springs of the foundation shall stand still, and in 3 hours they shall not run. Whosoever remaineth from all these that I have told thee shall escape and see my salvation in the end of your world. And the men that are received shall see it, and who have not tasted death from their birth, and the heart of the inhabitants shall be changed and turned into another meaning. For evil shall be put out, and decent shall be quenched. As for faith, it shall flourish, corruption shall be overcome, and the truth, which hath been so long without fruit, shall be declared. And when he talketh me, behold, I look by little and little upon him before whom I stood. And these words said he unto me, I am come to show thee the time of the night to come. If thou wilt pray yet more and fast 7 days again, I shall tell thee greater things by day than I have heard. For thy voice is heard before the Most High. For the mighty have seen thy righteous dealing. He have seen also thy chastity, which thou hast had ever since thy youth. And therefore hath he sent me to show thee all these things, and to say unto thee, be of good comfort and fear not. And haste it not with the times that are past, to think vain things, that thou mayest not hasten from the latter times. And it came to pass after this that I wept again and fasted 7 days in like manner, that I might fulfill the 3 weeks which he told me. And in the eighth night was my heart vexed within me again, and I began to speak before the Most High. For my spirit was greatly set on fire, and my soul was in distress. And I said, O Lord, thou speakest from the beginning of the creation, even the first day, and said it thus, let heaven and earth be made. And thy word was a perfect work. And then was the spirit, and darkness and silence were on every side. The sound of man's voice was not yet formed. Then commandest thou a fair light to come forth of thy treasures, that their work might appear. Upon the second day, thou madest the spirit of the firmament, and commandest it to part asunder, and to make a division betwixt the waters, that the one part might go up and the other remain beneath. Upon the third day, thou didst command that the waters should be gathered in the seventh part of the earth. 6 parts hast thou dried up and kept them, to the intent that of these some being planted of God until might serve thee. Verse 43, for as soon as thy word went forth, the work was made. For immediately there was great and innumerable fruit, and many and diverse pleasures for the taste, and flowers of unchangeable color, and odors of wonderful smell. And this was done the third day. Upon the fourth day thou commandest that the sun should shine, and the moon give her light, and the stars should be in order, and gavest them a charge to do service unto man that was to be made. Upon the fifth day thou settest into the seventh part, where the waters were gathered, that it should bring forth living creatures, fowls and fishes, and so it came to pass. For the dumb water and without life brought forth living things at the commandment of God, that all people might praise thy wondrous works. Then didst thou ordain 2 living creatures, the one thou callest Enoch, and the other Leviathan. And didst separate the one from the other for the seventh part, namely where the water was gathered together might not hold them both. Unto Enoch thou gavest 1 part, which was dried up the third day, that he should dwell in the same part wherein are 1,000 hills. But unto Leviathan thou gavest the 7th part, namely the moist, and has kept him to be devoured, of whom thou wilt and when. Upon the 6th day thou gavest commandment unto the earth, that before thee it should bring forth beasts, cattle, and creeping things. And after these, Adam also, whom thou madest Lord of all thy creatures, of whom come we all, and the people also whom thou hast chosen. All this have I spoken before thee, Oh, Lord, because thou madest the world for our sakes. As for the people, the other people, which also come of Adam, thou hast said that they are nothing, but be like unto spittle, and hast likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel. And now, O Lord, behold these heathen, which have ever been reputed as nothing, have begun to be lords over us and to devour us. But we, thy people, whom thou hast called thy firstborn, thy only begotten, and thy servant lover, are given unto their hands. If the world now be made for our sakes, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure? Amen. All praise to the Father. We just finished the book of 2 Ezra chapter 6, and Lord willing, next week we'll start at 2 Ezra chapter 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ, let me pray. Amen.
Amen. Excellent.
Amen.
Ooh, amen. I love it.
Amen.
Good reading, Sister Rhea. Good reading, Brother Isaiah.
Amen. Excellent reading, sis.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hear me. You probably have to do this. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Try it again, babe.
No.
Oh,
I can't
hear
you.
Now I can hear you. Yeah. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, we can't hear Brother Joe.
You better speak up when you can't hear.
Oh, we're not there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's almost private.
Okay, can I be heard?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, praise God. Great reading, brother. That was wonderful. That Apocrypha is a beautiful story, and it has beautiful stories in it. I just want to say, man, this Tuesday night edification has just been wonderful and a blessing to me. And hearing these things, because it only encouraged me to further my study and increase my foundation, I guess, in what the Father would like for me to grow in. And I appreciate that. Great job reading, brother. Great job reading, Sister Rhea. The King James Version, that was wonderful. And that the story about the blessing of Esau and Jacob is all faith of Jews.
Amen.
Wow. You know, so all of that being said, we're gonna thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. You want to be back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. here at the Sounds of Living Waters with the Nation of Peace with our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, bringing what?
That
kingdom state of mind, people. So be back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. here at the Sounds of Living Waters. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.